Welcome to the Expect Success Podcast, a presentation of georgebollock.com with your host, George Bollock. This podcast is for all things personal development. Don't expect success, prepare for it. Please welcome your host, George Bollock.
Welcome to Expect Success at georgebollock.com. Now, in addition to listening to our podcast, you could also view the video format on YouTube at georgetube.com. On today's show, I would like for you to meet Neil Patel. Neil is a New York Times bestselling author. The Wall Street Journal calls him a top influencer on the web. Forbes says he's one of the top 100 marketers, and Entrepreneur Magazine says he created one of the 100 most brilliant companies. He was recognized as a top 100 entrepreneur under the age of 30 by President Obama and a top 100 entrepreneur under the age of 35 by United Nations. Today, Neil is going to share with us seven things we need to do before becoming a successful entrepreneur. Here's Neil.
The first thing you need to do is work for someone else. Everyone's like, oh my God, I want to be an entrepreneur. I'm just going to go out there and create my own company. Yeah, you can do that, but you're going to make a lot of mistakes. You're not going to learn how to communicate with people, how to build teams. You're not going to learn how to hire. You're not going to learn how to fire. And even when you work for someone else, you don't learn that right away. You have to be in the workplace for many, many years, even get promoted before you learn some of these things. That's very important because if you don't know how things work in the corporate world, you're not going to do well as an entrepreneur. The second thing you need to do is read books from other entrepreneurs. There's so many people like the CEO of IBM talking about mistakes they've made. By reading these books, you'll learn from other people's mistakes and avoid making them when you go out on your own. And here's the thing, you look at me, you're like, oh, Neil, you've done all right. I'm not that smart. But what's helped me do well is I've learned from other people's mistakes as well as my own, and I've avoided making the same mistakes over and over again. And eventually, that's led me to what I should be doing, right? Because eventually you start crossing off all these things that you shouldn't be doing, so you're left with the things you should be doing. The third thing you need to do is learn to budget. It's harder to make money than it is to save it. And when you're an entrepreneur, you're going to be strapped for cash. If you don't know how to live on a budget or save money, you're not going to do well. So start learning how to budget now. That could be using tools like mint.com. Whatever you want to do to figure out your budgeting, do it. The fourth tip is to learn to solve problems. See, in the corporate world, a lot of times when you solve problems, you run into politics, sometimes money can solve it, sometimes you can't solve it at all. And I'm not saying it's easy, but as an entrepreneur, a lot of the problem solving that you're going to have to do is even tougher because you have more things going against you. You don't have big budgets, you don't have a ton of staff, you don't have a ton of people with experience to help you out. If you can't figure out problem solving and work on your problem solving skills, you're not going to succeed because you're always going to be pushed against the ropes and things are going to go against you. And that's why problem solving is very important. The fifth thing you need to do is figure out your passion. If you don't love what you're doing, you're not gonna keep doing it over and over again. You're gonna quit as an entrepreneur. It's not about putting in 40-hour weeks, you're gonna put in 60, you're gonna put in 70, and you'll still find that your competition is bigger than you and ahead of you. That's why if you don't love what you're doing, you're not gonna put in the time and energy that you need to succeed. And speaking of time, and this gets into the sixth thing, is you need to be efficient with your time. You don't have enough time in the day. There's only 24 hours. So use tools like Rescue Time to figure out, hey, where are you wasting your time? Where are you efficient? Cut out all the stuff that's causing you to waste time, such as logging onto Instagram 20 times a day. Sure, I'm not saying don't use Instagram, but logging in once or twice or four or five times is enough. You don't need to log in 20, 30 times a day when you're starting a business, running it, and you're trying to grow it. And last but not least, find a problem that you want to solve. As an entrepreneur, you're not going to make money because you want to make money. You're going to make money because you're solving a problem and helping people out. And that problem that you're solving, your solution better be cheaper or more efficient, if not ideally both. When you do that, people start paying you. If your solution isn't cheaper or more efficient, why would they pay you versus the competition?
That's awesome. Now for more from Neil Patel, simply search YouTube and be sure to go to his website, neilpatel.com. His bestseller book, Hustle, is available at his website and or amazon.com. And remember, as the late great Jim Rohn used to say, you are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. Today you've been hanging out with Neil Patel. Keep up the momentum. Subscribe to our newsletter so you never miss another episode. We'll catch you on the next show. And thanks a million for listening. See ya.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Expect Success Podcast with your host, George Bollock. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please rate, subscribe, and review. And find more great content online at georgebollock.com and on Facebook and Twitter at George Bollock. We'll catch you next time. And remember, don't just expect success, prepare for it.